WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic fam. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom and willpower. Today we're diving into something super crucial, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're stuck in a communication loop where things just get heated? Or maybe you find yourself misinterpreting someone's intentions, leading to misunderstandings and hurt feelings? We've all been there, but the good news is, we can level up our relationship game by becoming more emotionally intelligent. Think of it as your superpower, the ability to understand and manage your emotions and those of others, like a pro. So, what are the key ingredients for this emotional intelligence magic potion? Number 1. Self-awareness. It's all about tuning into your own feelings. What triggers you? When do you feel happy, sad, anxious? Knowing your emotional landscape is crucial because it helps you respond to situations with clarity and intention instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like this: if you know which buttons push your emotional alarm, you can avoid those triggers or handle them like a boss. Next up, empathy. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and genuinely trying to understand their perspective. Listen actively, pay attention to their body language, and really try to see things from their point of view. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it shows respect and builds connection. Remember that time you were feeling down and someone just listened without judgment? That felt amazing, right? Now, think about how you can be that supportive friend or partner for others. Now, communication, the superpower that makes emotional intelligence shine. It's not just about talking, it's about expressing yourself clearly and honestly while also being receptive to what others are saying. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." It's a subtle shift, but it makes a huge difference in how people respond. Managing your emotions. This is where the real magic happens. We all have those moments when we want to scream, cry, or run for the hills. But emotional intelligence is about having strategies to handle those intense feelings constructively. Take deep breaths, practice mindfulness, engage in physical activity, or talk it out with a trusted friend. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Finally, self-regulation. This is the discipline of staying calm and collected even when things get tough. It's about choosing your reactions instead of letting your emotions dictate your behavior. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice self-control, the stronger it becomes. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a dinner party with friends, and someone makes a comment that rubs you the wrong way. You feel your anger rising, but instead of snapping back impulsively, you take a deep breath, remind yourself to stay calm, and choose to respond thoughtfully. You listen to what they have to say, try to understand their perspective, and then calmly express your own feelings. Boom! Emotional intelligence in action. So, there you have it, the 5 key ingredients for emotional intelligence. Self-awareness, empathy, communication skills, emotion management, and self-regulation. These are your tools for building stronger, healthier relationships and navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, becoming emotionally intelligent is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep learning. Now, I want to hear from you. How have you seen emotional intelligence play out in your own life? Share your thoughts, stories, and questions on social media using hashtag DailyStoicPower. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It helps us reach more people who need a dose of Stoic wisdom in their lives. See you tomorrow for another empowering conversation. Keep it real, keep it Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.